Welcome back to 88.1 FM, WCWP, as we celebrate the 21st anniversary of Christina Liu's 30th birthday on the Christina Liu Show.
That's right.
How are you?
Good, good.
We missed you last week.
I know. You know, I was thinking, I think it just has to be 30 days of celebrating because it is 30. So I'm going to go with that.
Okay, we're going with that.
So I'm going to ride it out until the 30th, guys.
Next Friday we'll be back, and then we're going to have to take a break anyway because we're not going to be around on the 8th.
Right, there you
so
go.
So that'll be it.
Very timely, everything.
What's going on in the town?
Well, it's been, you know, obviously Earth Day just passed, and the town, being super eco-friendly with everything, has been doing all kinds of amazing, amazing initiatives. And I know, because community service, our office, they've made a bunch of T-shirts, which I thought was wonderful. A student won a competition to create a slogan.
Oh, really?
For Earth Day, and it's Slow the Flow. And it has all these little pipes. It's really good. So it's an amazing thing. And, they've been going all around town doing different crafts with students and schools and just educating them on how to be eco-friendly. Wow. And I said that this weekend a bunch of the community cleanups start. And council people in different districts set these up. So there'll be street sweeps. There'll be tree plantings. And if you want to get involved, just call 311.
And the important thing this weekend, and that goes into next week also, please obey the alternate side of the street, whatever the regulations
yes.
are, because the town sets it up for the truck to come down when nobody's supposed to
right.
be there. So if you park there, you may not get a ticket, but
yeah.
they're going to go around you,
right.
and then
yes, it's just, it doesn't, you know, they're not able to do their job.
Right, exactly.
You know? So you just want it to be, it's definitely, especially after all this snow, and you just want the streets cleaned. I was actually walking, and you just noticed how much debris is just everywhere.
Unbelievable.
You know? So it's definitely something.
I don't know who told me. Was it last week on the show or last year they took 4 million pounds of
yeah,
dirt.
I believe it.
Accumulation.
It's, yeah. It's amazing.
Tom Tierney.
Yes.
Right.
The highways,
right.
yep.
I was like, because I said, oh, now it's getting easy for you with the potholes over. He says, the potholes are difficult. The cleanup is worse.
Yeah.
He
oh,
says, because we got to get this whole, you know, it's and it's yeah. the truth. People are complaining. I mean, you know, unfortunately, people like to complain.
Right.
but right. it's the truth. I mean, you do want it cleaned up, and then we'll be fine for the summer.
Yeah. North Hempstead takes pride in, you know, getting things done. So it should be great.
And actually, this is a perfect 311 call. Just
absolutely.
To double check. If you
right.
want to make sure when they're coming, that doesn't mean to take your garbage and throw it on the street.
Yeah.
But
right, absolutely.
Just if you want to know when they're coming to your neighborhood, call 311. There's a calendar of times out, and it's like a 2-week project, and it's done.
Yeah, and you know, and there's a bunch of different other, you know, like I said, with the plantings, and you're able to get involved. So I think it's a wonderful thing to do, especially
oh, yeah.
with the nice weather. It's definitely something good to do. And then, of course, we have EcoFest coming up
okay.
May 2nd. And third, it's going to be a Clark Botanic Garden from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., which is an amazing event. I mean, Clark Botanic Garden is
beautiful.
In general.
Yeah.
And then you have this event there that I just think is fun for the whole family to go to. You know, they have a lot of things for kids, and like we always try to do, you know, go with your grandkids. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it'll be a wonderful, wonderful afternoon. And there's arts and crafts. There's lawn games. They actually have a guy coming in with all different reptiles, which I heard is just amazing. I think it's called Eric's Reptiles, and he'll
okay.
teach the kids about wildlife, and they get to touch the animals and play with them. And there's also going to be entertainment from Hip Pickles, which is they do a whole drum thing that
oh, really?
Is supposed
okay.
to be quite amazing. And they also will have some Central Park Zoo Education Department on hand, so it should be just a fun, you know.
I've gone to it in the past. It is nice, actually. You know, I almost every year I'll bump into Commissioner Galante with her
yes.
children.
Yep.
That's because it's a great day.
And that's what I think is a wonderful thing, too, is that, you know, North Hempstead employees bring their family.
Right.
So it's just a really fun thing. Like I said, there's those great little T-shirts you can get for your family. And it's a beautiful day and afternoon,
right, right.
I think, for everybody. So definitely
actually, I'm throwing one more in here, still going with the Earth Day. The Unitarian Universalist Congregation at Shelter Rock
mm-hmm.
This weekend from 12 o'clock until 4 is having a environmentally safe Earth Day.
Oh,
actually, Judy Bosworth is going to be there, our supervisor, and Erin Riley,
mm-hmm.
who's the Commissioner of Sustainability.
Yes.
Because the town is very conscious and recycling, water conservation, etc. It's all the stuff to turn the town green.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be some actually zoo animals and everything else. I mean, they're doing a nice event.
As I said, they've been like, I know Supervisor Bosworth has been all over town
mm-hmm.
doing, you know, because different schools, different, you know, houses of worship, everything. It does different things. So it's great.
And she has a right, which I was talking to Erin yesterday. the town is doing so much, be proud of what you're doing. Let people know. Because like we talk about our golden nuggets. Mm-hmm. You hear it and say, I didn't know the town was doing that.
Yeah.
But we are.
And that's what this segment's all about, right?
Right, exactly.
And I just another great program that I know we've done a couple of times, but I just think it's really just absolutely amazing. It's going to be on Friday, May 8th and Saturday, May 9th at Clinton G. Martin Park. And it's a mobile eye clinic. And it literally pulls into the parking lot. It's a van just like our, you know, cardiac screening van. And it's going to be at Clinton G. Martin Park. And they offer glasses and eye exams for people that can't afford glasses. So you'll actually be able to get glasses. There's a couple of criteria. Your family income has to be at or under 200% of the poverty level. You can't be enrolled in Medicaid or have any other insurance. And, you know, be a U.S. citizen. Which I think,
and all that's private.
Absolutely.
So nobody's going to, you know.
100%. Right. But I think that's, you know, wonderful because it's just stressing the importance. And they're doing it actually in conjunction with a local business who to do this. And I just think, I thought it was just such a wonderful thing because, you know, you take it for granted. You know, if you have insurance, oh, it's great. But, you know, there's people out there who need it, can't afford glasses, which, I mean, is a major thing.
Oh, I
so
agree.
It's just, it really should be a good thing for you to go. And it's they're doing it in partnership with Marcon Eyewear. That's what it is.
Okay.
And VSP Global. So they're going to be, you know, you'll get your eye exam and then, you know, if you qualify, you'll get the glasses, which I think is just great.
That's a tremendous. We have in the past with Project Safe either have an eye doctor or a audiologist, which is your ears.
Right.
Because people sometimes are embarrassed to say, I can't read it. And you give them to sign something, and the fine print, unfortunately, the legalese fine print that so many contracts have.
Yeah.
And you can't. Once you signed it, you signed it.
It's so true. You know, we actually talk about that like a lot on the show, and I just think it goes with this whole Project Safe thing because, you know, you don't know what you're being in, and like, you know, it's just like you don't. It's gotten better, you know, with the fashion of glasses and stuff. You know, you can, you know, it's. But we actually laughed because we've talked about it on a couple of shows ago when we had an eye doctor on and. And he was saying that it was such a stigma to have glasses.
Oh, yeah.
And forget it, when you have a hearing aid, it's still got, you know, a little stigma to it. But, I mean, being able to hear versus, you know, not being able to hear,
I agree.
I think.
Glasses are a statement now.
Right, that's what I said.
I mean, people don't mind having three or four. Oh.
I know people who wear glasses don't even need glasses, you know, just for the look. So it's really, but it's great. And, you know, like I said, you call 311 and you're able to make an appointment. So it's really a wonderful program. And then on top of that, we have the building department educational series will be coming up in May.
This is something new?
Because
I never heard of this.
They did a bunch of other training things last year.
Okay.
Lauren Suma, as you know, we've had her on the radio program doing this. But this one is what to know before selling your home.
Wow.
So that's a specific thing, which I think is great because this way you're able to know you know, what permits you need to have, what certificates, you know, before you sell your house. Because, I mean, as we know, you know, we had Lauren on the program, and it is such a complex thing. And this way you go, and you'll get, you know, you'll know a hands-on, you'll get material on what you you need to do before selling your home. So the first one is going to be on May 6th at the Manhasset Library. Then May 12th, it'll be at Hillside Public Library. May 20th, the Shelter Rock Public Library. May 27th, the Yes We Can Community Center, and June 2nd at the Port Washington Library. And these are all at 7 p.m. And if you need more dates or information, of course, call 311 or 869-6311. And
this is a presentation by?
The building department.
Okay, Lauren and whoever she brings with her.
And,
okay, cool.
Yeah, and you'll be able to ask questions. And I just think it's just another, you know, I mean, like I said, it's overwhelming for anyone.
Right,
you
right.
Know? And you might just want to be downsizing. So.
Well, when Lauren was on, she explained, too, that, you know, you'll get set to sell your house. And then actually we had a friend of somebody who was a real estate person. And then you find out the few things you didn't do properly.
Right, absolutely.
Might take a couple of months. You could lose the sale.
Yeah.
So find out in advance because the town will come in or the assessor's office or whomever you need to deal with.
Yeah.
And not fix it for you. Tell you what to do.
I mean, like, there's so many different things you might not even think you need a permit for. You know, it's just better to have everything lined up and good to go just all around. So definitely go to those. Those should be great. And we also have, you know, our wonderful Project Independence programs coming up in May. So we're going to have, I just want to stress, we're going to have our fall prevention series. We'll still continue, and that's going to be at the Yes We Can Community Center from 10 to 11. That's the beginner's class, or 11:30 to 12:30, and that's the advanced class. So those are still going on. We want people to definitely attend.
Okay. Believe it or not, this segment is cut short because we're 15 minutes shorter today, which is fine. So we're getting ready to end. I want to thank everybody who was on the show. I want to congratulate Christina on getting to the 21st day of her 30th birthday, which is so important.
That's right, guys. We still have a week left. So
next Friday, we're going to wrap up this birthday. But for now, you've been listening to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM, WCWP. Wishing everybody have a great week, and we'll be back here next Friday. Thank you.